Guelphman's new children's book isn't for the faint of fart. Guelph native Kevin Rooney has turned what's a taboo topic to some into a new children's book, Mr. Tootsie Magootsie. Read full story here. Serial sexual offender, sentenced to 6 months in jail. Michael Hurst will serve time in jail after he was convicted of 3 counts of sexual assault, stemming from incidents between 2017 and 2020. Read full story here. First heritage designation recommended on Catholic Hill. Heritage Guelph is looking for Ontario Heritage Act protection on 4 properties. Read full story here. Here we go again. Centre Wellington defers retail cannabis decision. Cannabis enthusiasts will have to wait a bit longer for a cannabis retail store in Centre Wellington. A decision to permit stores in Centre Wellington has been deferred. Read full story here. Retired U of G professor wants to feed your unwanted books to the worms. A station set up at Double Rainbow Cafe allows you to feed your unwanted books to worms, an initiative started by a retired professor and avid composter. Read full story here. Woodlawn Bowl has a new owner. Splitsville, Canada has purchased the city's lone bowling alley. Read full story here. Guelph, real-life superhero, gives kidney to stranger. Guelph's Claire Yurasek is being heralded for becoming a living organ donor. Read full story here.